Joan Amato, welcome to the special Dennis Edge Memorial Tribute Show.
I'm glad to be here.
You're Dennis's niece, and you've written a poem in tribute to Dennis called The Birdman of Tompkins Square. And I wonder, could you please share that with our listeners?
Yes, I'd be happy to. They call my uncle the Birdman of Tompkins Square. Whenever a hawk, a warbler, or other bird appeared, he was there. Camera in hand, he spent many an hour capturing the birds as they flew from treetop to grassy knoll. His dedication was like no other. A memory that is special to me. We saw a black and white warbler in the tree. It is one of many memories I will treasure. You were a man and birder beyond measure. I know your spirit will always be here in the park of Tompkins Square. I've been asked to say something about our studio days, Dennis, me, and David T. Jones. We had so many war stories, but I'll just quote David, who said that one of our deadlines took 2 months off his life. I never worked alone. Dennis was always focused on his part of any work. He was a master of type and logos, two of which come to mind. Joe Camel as a skeleton smoking a cigarette, and my personal favorite, his rebranding of the Exxon logo, an extra X with a poison symbol. It's as classic and current today as when the Valdez oil spill happened in Alaska. It was published in Milton Glaser's book, The Design of Dissent. Our largest project together was the flagship bookstore that I designed in Grand Central Station, a wonderful challenge for me. Dennis illustrated and designed the logos that appeared on all collateral pieces, bags, bookmarks, windows, etc. They won awards. My collages were all political. BP fish and chips, while oil gushed into the Gulf of Mexico. We ate a dozen fish before we realized you can't preserve a fish skeleton. At the Evolution store, we found a spiny seashell that did the trick. The French fries are still preserved today. While I constantly declared my independence, we lived, played, and worked together 24 hours a day. I swore I would never marry, but for Dennis's 75th birthday, I proposed, and he said, okay. I don't remember Dennis ever saying great idea to my hundreds, but he supported me in every one of them. In retirement, Dennis improved his birding and photography skills. I trekked up to the Bronx to study botanical art. When I soon found my interest in painting birds, I relied again on Dennis's photos and expertise. He was generous and called me a naturalist painter. I couldn't keep up with him as a birder, but he would show me pictures each night that he got that day on his computer. Now, in finally reading Dennis's book, I'm once again happily walking behind, looking up and discovering, with my Dennis on his passionate quest and love for life.